people talk about the best defenses in the league, they always talk about Seattle first, pretty much. Statistically, you guys are right up there. You're ahead of them in some categories, right with them in others. Do you think you guys are now at the point where you should be in that conversation about the best defensive units in the league?
Yeah, I mean, I think they say that because they've consistently been, over the years, been that type of defense. But, you know, this year we've shown National Football League who we are, what we can do. And, yeah, I mean, we believe we're the best defense in the National Football League. So, in our opinion, of course we believe we should be in that conversation. You know, that's on us, though. I mean, we know this is going to be a battle of defense. You know, one of our things going into it is not only do we have to be better than their offense, but we also have to be better than their defense on Sunday. So it's going to be big for us.
They used a lot of empty sets against New England. What kind of difficulties does that pose, especially for the back seven?
Yeah, I mean, it just gives them – first off, Russell was able to create so well with his feet. Putting all five options out allows him – more opportunity to create and more ability, more space. You know, so that's number one. But then also, you know, they've got people who can beat you downfield if you're not playing right. So, you know, we've got to be on point on the back seven and you know, hopefully get some pressure up front, contain Russell, and that's probably the game plan right there.
Russell was battling some injuries earlier in the season. Looking at the film, has he looked less to run maybe than in the past?
I mean, he looks to run. That's his game. He likes to be on the move. He likes to extend plays with his feet. We know he'll move with the ball and look down to pass first, but ultimately, if you give him a lane, he's going to run the ball. So he's athletic enough, you know, mobile enough to extend those plays and make people miss. That's one of his things that makes him so special. So, yeah, again, we got to keep him in the pocket and contain him.
How much do you guys need to win a big road game? You know, kind of undefeated at home, you know the deal.
Yeah, it's going to be big for us. Every game from here on out is huge for us. So, you know, it's a one-game mentality. I know you've probably heard that a lot, but it's the truth. And especially on the road, you know, this is, for us, a must-win. You know, we have to win these games. So, you know, it'll be big for us. It's going to be a dogfight. We expect that. Every game has been a dogfight on the road. You know, we don't expect anything less.
So what's the challenge? I know you've never played in Seattle, but on the road in general. What's the challenge? What's holding this team back?
It's holding us back? No, I think it's ourselves. At the end of the day, we're not making enough plays at the end. You know, we've been up. You know, we've had the ball at the end to win the game. Been in a lot of different situations where the outcome could have been different, and we haven't made those plays. So hopefully we can build on what we did last week, being able to make those plays, being able to make those stops and convert those first downs and score the way our offense did, and, you know, build on that to continue us to continue this this, you know, momentum going forward. We've got to be able to finish games out.
Yeah, it's been able to identify anything between home and road, the point differential that you guys have given up. Home versus road is pretty sharp contrast.
It's just execution. You know, if you execute, it doesn't matter where you're at. You're going to be playing better, and you're gonna have the type of outcome that you're looking for. You know, it seems like our energy level is up a little bit when we're at home. So, you know, we've got to get that changed, and you know, we expect it to. This, we're going into a hostile environment. Nothing. We have no other option but to come out with a whole lot of energy, because if we don't, you know, it's going to be a rough day.
Do you guys have the same, I don't even know what the word is, swagger or confidence, cockiness, the same attitude on the road as you do at home?
Yeah. We do. I think we do. You know, there's been, I know the Detroit game, I know even the Washington game, it felt good going out there. At the end of the day, it's just execution. You know, you got to, for us, you got to stop the run. You've got to, take the momentum out of their offense's hands and let our offense go to work. So, you know, I think it just comes back to the basics.
Sure, not, I mean, to speak about the run, yeah. Obviously Marshawn Lynch isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson side, how does their run game look to you?
Solid. You know, if I know they just released their running back, yeah. But, you know, they've been a team that sticks to the run and is you know, trying to establish the run first. So, you know, just like every week, that's the number one goal is to stop the run. I think big difference for this week, you know, that you don't see every week is Russell's ability to extend plays. So back end, we got to be able to plaster on our coverage. And then, you know, up front, we got to try and contain them.
Playing against some good tight ends, what sort of challenge does Jimmy Graham present to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, they use him like a wide receiver. You watch him, you know, and rightfully so. He's a big guy. Can go get any ball you throw up at him. So, and Russell likes to target him a lot. So, you know, we've got to be able to contain him as well, and you know, be able to. Make him stop his feet. You know, challenge the throws, and challenge his throws.
One of the biggest differences in this defense between last year and this year, Jordan, is your ability to get off the field on third down. Mm-hmm. Is there any one thing you can point to that's been more responsible than other things for why that's happening this year?
I don't know, man. Mentality. You know, we harp on third down a lot. You could look at a bunch of different things. I think at the end of the day, and I've said this whole time, it's just execution, man. We're just executing. Guys are holding each other accountable. Guys are, you know, when it gets to that third down, we know how crucial it is. You look at the games we've lost. These teams have been able to convert on third down, or we've given up penalties to let them, you know, convert on third down and put them in a position to pick up that third down easier, right? So, you know, obviously you have to play well on first and second down, but once you get to that money down on third, you know, you've got to be able to be stout, hold stout, and to get them off the field.
All right, guys. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.